Let's talk about a topic that doesn't get enough credit in the SEO and marketing world: building a successful agency by niching down and scaling smart, not wide. The truth, generalist agencies often burn out trying to do too much for too many. But the agencies that win long term are the ones that go deep, not broad, building systems, relationships, and real expertise within a single domain. In fact, data shows that agencies with a specialized focus grow 2 times faster than those without one. That's the kind of intentional growth that today's guest knows from inside it out. I'm your host, Chelsea Alves, and I'm so excited to welcome our guest to the podcast today, Saket, founder of Digital Gratified. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Chelsea.
Thank you. So excited to have you here. Let's kick off with your story. How did your journey in the SaaS SEO world begin, and what led you to build an agency that's kind of focused solely on SaaS link building?
Chelsea, it's been like very cute story, to be very honest. So I met a kid who was just 18 years, and I met him on the LinkedIn. So he was a cancer survivor. He was just so we he texted me saying, "Hey, I know that I can't go to college now. I can't have a degree, and no one is like having me into their organization just because I don't have a degree. Maybe I don't have an experience, but I have a great idea where we can do some kind of a startup, and maybe we can roll it out." So I have like at that point of time, I had like 12 plus years of experience in the industry. So I thought, with that soft corner, with that cancer survivor or story and all those stuff. So I said, "Okay, let's go." So we started this. I was working as a in a Google at that time, and I thought that, and I said to him, "Hey, you just take care of this piece. I will more or less focus on my job, but let's get started. I will always be with you for any hiccups, but it would be you who would be taking that decision. I know you are still very young, but I want to give you everything so that you have more flexibility and freedom, right?" So, with God's fortune, so he worked really, really hard, and we started our agency that way. The interesting part was that we didn't meet in person for 1 year,
Oh,
so we
wow.
only met after 1 year when the agency was already like running. So initially we bootstrapped it. So I was the one who helped him with all of the money. He was the one who did all the hard work behind the scenes. And like, yeah, now we are in 2025, and now we have touched all of 1.5 billions.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. And I love the way the origin story of that, working with someone who doesn't have a degree and is a cancer survivor. That's so amazing. And now you've built it into something great. That's great.
Oh yeah, it's always help. It's always being the you always need to help anyone who's coming approaching to you, and you don't know what can happen next. So that's what happened. The miracles can happen at any point of time.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of founders, they try to be everything to everyone. What inspired you to go all in on one niche, and how has that decision shaped your growth?
See, since I was into the technical background, so and when we thought that we would only be going into SaaS niche or the B2B, just because see, we have like several factors when we saw this. So first, we need to only boss up. So we need to bossing up the game when it comes to the only the one niche. We would know each in and out of it, just because it would be us who would be the real heroes or the real the people who can rely on us on the technical part of it. With multiple niches, we are working many, maybe more of the agencies think to earn more of money in like lesser time. But for us, it was more of like being specialized in one niche, give more time, have better understanding of the products, and then let's go boom. And the second most important thing is that SaaS companies are always VC backed up, so they're always having a lot more money with them. So we have that good idea that yeah, if something like if there can be any budget issues, no, because they are already VC backed up, most of the companies, so we can always have more chances to come into the client. That's where we tried that we have to be only into the SaaS way.
Yeah, and I think that's such a good point in that, for agencies that try to specialize across multiple industries, it's hard to be an expert in every single one of those
Exactly.
industries. So it's nice that you're focusing in one and you're, really growing your expertise and authority and credibility there.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so that's the only point. So we don't want to run away, run for the money. It's more about getting more specialized, more expertise into one domain. That's it. That's where we are.
Yeah, makes total sense to me. So running an agency is, as much about people as it is about clients. What have you learned about, building and retaining a high performing team?
See, for me, I have always worked in into the MNCs, the multinational companies. So I know the culture. I know how they treat employees, right? So I wanted to bring in the same experience to my employees, to my people. So our logo or maybe all the tagline is people first. So we always want our people to grow, to learn, and then maybe to have more money with them. So that's the motive. So we have a lot more policies which we have already driven for employees, more of vacation leaves, the menstruation leaves for women, and then we have like more of annual leaves getting in credited year by year. So this is where we are focusing on. See, people would always be with you, would always work in odd hours time whenever you are with them, you understand their pain point, right? So for me as an individual, we as an CEO, I don't treat that as I'm a CEO of the company. So my employees come back very freely and say, hey, I'm not my girlfriend is not we are not working well, and we need to catch up like in like another 10 minutes. I need an off. Go. That's the priority, right? Till the time you are not very focused on your personal life, you can't do much on your professional life. So we believe in that. So we always been very open-heartedly been saying that there's no restrictions. You can work anywhere, anytime, remotely. We are working since 5 years since remotely now. No restrictions, no trackers. We always trust our employees. That's our, I mean, the base or maybe the pillars of Digital Gratify. And this is what we believe in. And that's why our 95% of the employees are working with us since 5 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really good retention. Yeah, but I think
So
that
that's
also
it. So
speaks to.
that's where, yeah. So that's where you have to be really very personal touch. You have to be very personal touch with the employees, and that's where it goes. And so we have more of company retreats, a lot more fun. That's what it helps.
Yeah, but I think it helps to have an employer that you enjoy working for and like gives you those sort of benefits and gives you, doesn't micromanage and just trusts you to get the work done. And it's clearly evident in your employee retention of, at least 5 years for almost all your employees.
Yes, that's we are proud of.
Yeah, it's something to be proud of for sure. So you've built your business with a remote team, you're not all in one office. What systems or habits have helped you keep everyone aligned and motivated across different time zones?
See, so we know, so since our people are working from different countries as well, so we have aligned our team in accordance with their time zones. We know that, and when you are working as a CEO, you need to give an example. You need to have an example to your team, right? So I personally work for around 12 to 14 hours to overlap the US clients, but I don't expect my team to, for example, if someone is who is working from India, so that is like 12 hours different from US. So I don't expect my team to work for that because they have their personal life, right? So we have that system. We have different people working from different countries. So we align them according to their time zone so that we have an overlapping of hours from our clients. And then at the same time, I need to put in a lot more efforts just to showcase an example. And then it like worked really wonders. So people are happy, clients are happy, and overall organization is happy.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. Let's talk a little bit about like policies. So policies can, make or break a team culture, as we've kind of already talked about. How do you approach policy making inside your agency? And, what's one thing that's really worked well for you?
Yeah, so you know what? When we started our agencies, we all sat in one virtual room. I told them what kind of policies you wanted to bring us, you wanted to implement for you. Would it be like more of leaves that you want? Would it more of monetary benefits? We all did brainstorming on that front in the first year. We designed the policies, and the policies were designed only by the employees. It was me who did this, only need to sign that, it's approved. So everything was been designed by my employees. All policies were designed by them. They took care of whatever they require in their personal life, in their professional life, and we signed it off blindly. This is what we are doing in the policy. We do make changes in year on year, depending on the benefits that we wanted to give, but we are obviously growing in the policy to give more benefits to employees. We are bringing in more vacation leaves for them so that they can spend some time with their families. That's really very important to have a break. We are doing some company retreats internationally, and we are giving some like more of annual leaves. We are giving service, long service award. If someone completes 2 years, we will give them silver coin. We will provide them some vouchers. So these are some of the policies that we try to bring in to make that those people smile. That's the only motive. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that you've really built a culture, you know, that kind of surrounds the employee and what makes them happy and what motivates them.
Exactly.
Let's switch more to like the client side. So client expectations in the SEO world, they can sometimes be a little unrealistic. How do you set boundaries and educate clients on what success really looks like?
See, initially it was tough just because we didn't have any case studies to showcase to any of our clients. But then what happened over the time period, we have some more case studies. We have very bigger clients. All of our clients, I think, again, 85% of the clients are working with us since 5 years now, since starting inception of our organization. So we have really great retention rates. So nothing like has churned out except few with be any budget issues. But we are being very upfront. It's me who go and hop on the call, being very upfront. Hey, I'm not here for the money. I would be very simple, being very honest and transparent. This is what we are expecting you to do. And if you are trusting us as an agency, just give us the freedom so that we can do something for you. We don't want any kind of involvement from your team in that perspective that you would be coming back to say, hey, you have done something wrong. You have not done this. Just show us the trust for 3 months. Just give us that time. We would give you the results. So 90% of the clients that like showed the trust on us, they were happy. Hey, you are being very upfront, you are very transparent, that's really very nice. We are expecting results, that's the end goal. But what if you don't get the results? We would give you a refund. All 3 months what we have worked for you, we will provide full refund. So the why we are so much confident is just because we have that expertise behind our back. The reason we have our clients, all clients since 5 years. So this is being very transparent, being very honest with them. There would be certain clients where we can't work. So we can't take that, right? So we would be very upfront. Hey, we can't work for you just because we don't have an expertise on this front. Mm-hmm. So let's not do it. You may go to some other agency, but we won't be able to help you out here. It's not about money. It's more about getting in touch, being very networking and being very human, to be honest. That's why we have Godfrey and we are getting a lot more clients and being very upfront with them. That's the only mantra that we are following since 5 years.
Yeah, since you're so hands-on with client acquisition and retention, like what has been the most effective strategy for finding the right clients and keeping the right clients? Like how do you know if a client's going to be a good fit for your organization or not?
See, I just wanted to give you a very interesting fact. The first two clients were from outbound. We reached out to them. We did some outreaching email. We did some cold calls. Mm-hmm. After that, every client of ours came as an inbound through mouth of ours. So you understand the importance. So you understand what we did so exceptionally well was the customer experience, right? The client experience. That's where they brought on like 10 plus clients to us. They already referred, hey, we are referring this, we are referring that. And all our clients, we are working with like 40 plus clients currently. Out of that, 35 clients are coming from mouth of word. So this is the I mean, the strongest thing of any agency. You don't need to rely. It's your hard work, your customer experience is paying off, right? So this is where we are more focused on. So we are not running for the clients. We are not chasing clients. We are not running again for the money. It's just we want to treat that client as our own business. That's the way we want it to work. If what happens if that was our own business, how would I have been working then as an SEO agent, right? That's where we come in, where we work and treat their business as our own, do wholeheartedly what we can do for them. Sometimes results don't come. That's part of an SEO, right? So it's happened. The best part is then clients understand. We know that you are putting in 100%. Sometimes it doesn't happen. There are a lot more factors behind it, right? But then your hard work, your dedication would always be appreciated. That's where our clients do as well. So we are whole soul focused on US, Europe, and Singapore, the Asian clients as well. And all of them are like with super energy that, yeah, we are really very super excited to work with you and would work forever till the time when we are here. So that's what we have, that strongest part in us.
Yeah, but I think that's just a testament to your agency and that, you know, your clients are so eager to refer you to, you know, their colleagues as well. And, you know, if you're working with a good client, that whoever they're referring is likely, you know, has a similar mindset and, you know, they probably have similarities there. So you already know in advance, like, hey, this is probably going to be a great client to work for too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. So as someone who's focused on, you know, both the business and the strategy side of your agency, how do you stay sharp and ahead of trends? Like what do you typically do in your day to day that, you know, motivates you and excites you? And how do you stay, you know, on top? Because SEO is such an evolving field and so is digital marketing.
Exactly. It's been always been like, I think, the Google updates help us to make us more crazy, to do some kind of more research, to do more of research, more of R&Ds. Then now AI is coming. So we now need to adapt to the AI. So as you see, with more of changes coming in, you are now more skilled. You are trying to be more skilled, right? This is what motivates. It's not that same monotonous work that you are doing in SEO since long now. You have to change yourself. You have to be always on that learning path where you can be very confident in front of your clients that you can deliver the results, right? So, and then when you have kids, so I have two kids, one is of 1 year, other is of 3 years. So those kids would, whenever I see them, it gives me the like that, hey, I need to do something for them. You need to work really, very hard, right? You need to, can't just sit and maybe say, hey, I'm just showing you guys, right? You have to be the role model for that. That's what makes me motivate. That's what makes me to go ahead and do some sleepless nights for my clients, for my own study, for my own education. And that's what helps me to like go ahead and do some kind of like research on SEO, deliver it to the clients, and take the money.
Yeah. Oh, I love that your kids are like your motivation and your driver.
Yeah. They are very cute. They are very handsome. So we had a celebration. So one of them recently completed 1 year, 3 days back. So I invited my team here as well. Yeah. So it was all good together.
That's amazing. I love that. I love when like your team feels like a family.
Yeah, I guess so. They also feel the same.
Yeah, they definitely do. It sounds like. So you mentioned your partner handles kind of the technical side of the business. What's your process for dividing responsibilities and how do you make that collaboration work?
Oh yeah, so that's an interesting question. So I think most of the people that I meet, they always answer to ask this. So it's really very important to dedicate the task. It's really very important to have those SOPs within front of you. The process needs to be very much aligned or maybe streamlined, right? So what happens, usually it's my responsibility to go and hop on the client's calls to acquire the clients for their all the queries, acquisition, retention, everything goes with me. Then I pass on the entire requirements to my CTO. So that now person who has his own team does all the research, what all requirements the client have, does all the research, the keyword research, the keyword density, difficulty, whatever, et cetera, comes out with a plan. Hey, this is what we are planning now. Then we go again with my CTO, do some technical kind of a call with the client. Hey, this is what we are trying to do. This is what we are planning. Are you okay? Are you on the same page? Or maybe if you have some different ideas. So everyone has their own way of thinking, right? Sometimes it happens that they have their own great idea we were missing and vice versa, right? So we go and hop on a call and then we discuss all the technicalities. Then after that approval, we have certain team members. And now, for an example, if we have a client for an example of like an email marketing tool, right? And another client is now getting onboarded with the same niche. Now, that person who has already handled that client, we would now pass on that new client to the same team member. So this helps that person to know, because that person now understands that business really very well because he's already working on that niche. So we try to do this kind of delegation of work so that people are getting more comfortable in doing the task and they are more expertise. Then the chances of throwing an error is very less in that front. So we have a quite handful of SOPs that we have. We do divide those tasks according to that. The process, the steps, everyone follows that. At the end, our goal is to deliver results, and then the whole team stands in front of it and delivers the result. But yeah, we have like 4 to 5 steps that need to be followed before we start delivering the results to them. So yeah, it's all about delegation of work to the best person in your team. That's the way.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a very defined process in place and that every person knows what they're responsible for and they have that background on the client before they start working with them. So they understand the client and understand what to look forward to and their challenges. So that's cool that you have everything like really well defined with those SOPs.
Exactly. That's that. I think it's really, I would like to be very honest here. It's too important to have those SOPs, the oil process in line. It really helps in the long run. I understand when you are just starting your agency, it becomes really tough to focus on that process part. But I think as an agency owner, what I have learned, when you have that defined process in line with you, it becomes really easy to maybe onboard the client and do all kind of work that you can do. But yeah, I think most of the agencies do lack on this, making those SOPs, maybe just because it's more of boring kind of a work. Mm-hmm. But in the long run, it's really very impact kind of a thing that would give you to your clients and to your whole process.
Yeah. So for someone who's thinking of starting an agency, you know, especially someone who's in the SEO space, what advice would you give them?
See, the most important advice that I wanted to give when newcomer in this who would like to run an agency is that do that kind of work in which you think you are even specialized in, you are great fit. Just don't run what other people are saying. I have heard that my friend is saying that, hey, SaaS SEO is something which is very good. You earn a lot more money. I'm doing that in agency. I'm running an agency. That doesn't work, right? You have to work on your instincts at what you can do. Then other thing that needs to be really focused in on hiring the people, the right people. Mm. See, business is all about, see, everyone can do business, but you have to have a very special heart to maybe to spend or maybe to invest in your business at very initial stage. You have to have that bigger coverage, right? So just try to hire good people in your team. Maybe if the project is demanding for 2 people, but I would always try to hire more than 2 people as a backup, maybe on a bench, so that it becomes your strength. You never know when your new client can come in, right? So it becomes really very important when you are starting an agency to first focus on what actually you are interested in. And secondly, try to hire the more people in your agency from the starting. That mm-hmm. would really will help you to grow in the long run.
So you talk about hiring the right people. What do you look for when you're hiring someone? Like what skills or traits or personality, like what are you looking for?
So the best part in us, we don't look out for degrees. Since our CTO has not had any degrees, so we don't look out for degrees. The only thing that we look out for that the person should know the basic of it, of the SEO. I think everything that you are doing in inside an agency can be learned, but the basics can't be made like learned to you. You have to understand the basic terminologies of SEO, the basic things of doing an SEO. So we only focus, we don't focus on how many experience, how much experience that person has, what degree, we don't give a shit on that. We only try to focus on that person has a good basic knowledge of SEO. Other things would be on us. We would make you understand, we would make you educate, we would give you training. Obviously, good IQ would always help. You should be having good IQ plus good common skills because we are working in internationally. So good communication skills becomes really very important factor for us because you need to communicate with the client over an email or maybe on the call. So it becomes really important to that other person can understand you well. You may have to be speaking very slowly sometimes, maybe in a different accent. That's what really matters. I think the technical part of any SEO can be learned within the team, within some time. But those soft skills or maybe those basic learning of SEO should be always be there. So that's where we always focus on and hire people. Sometimes it happens that we do have a bad choice. We didn't go do the best of the studies and we hired the wrong people. So we don't want that person to that we don't want that person to be very broken hearted. So what we do, we try to get engage in some different admin tasks so that he becomes a bit of comfort, have a bit of comfort, a comfortable zone in himself, and then we can push him to the SEO level. So this is what we try to do in, and this is what we always see in the right candidate as a right candidate.
Yeah, no, I think that's such a good point though about like looking at the soft skills as well, like how they can communicate with others and not just focusing on their, you know, hard skills, like their technical expertise or, you know, if they're a good content writer, like it's definitely important to look at the soft skills too.
Yes.
Speaking of technical things, I wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit about AI. We kind of talked about it a little bit earlier. Obviously, that's totally changing SEO and, you know, the search landscape in general and how clients are appearing in the search engine results pages. What are your thoughts on AI? Like, how are you kind of adapting how your agency works and like your methodology around different, you know, SEO practices given the advancement of AI?
Well, yes. So it's a better truth that now AI is evolving and you need to have that AI in your heart now, in your blood now. That's a better truth. So you can't run away now because that's the emerging technology that's going in. So the thing is that we are now focusing on. So the earlier it used to be like ranking on Google, first page, first position. Now it's gone. Now it's more about getting your brand recognized across like all platforms. Maybe it can be Instagram, LinkedIn, or maybe some other platform, TikTok, whatever, etc., etc. So the things have changed when it comes to the AI. You have to now adapt what AI is doing. It's more about now LLMs as well, where you have to be very much recognizing your brand in the ChatGPTs or maybe in the other LLMs as well. So what we are now focusing on doing some brand mentions for our clients, where we can put them into the listicles, where they can have their brand name, can give them a do-follow link. So if more of that happens, the more of AI or the more of LLMs to understand this is the genuine website and more of the results come into their favor. So earlier people were pushing, hey, we want it to on the rank one, we want that one, rank two, rank three, page one, page two. It's gone now. We have to understand. So we have to do some other kind of things that would require AI. We have now changed our a lot more tasks that we were trying to do manually now with AI. So this is what has been evolved. So now the best part is we are also developing one product which would be on AI. You see how it goes. Earlier no one can even imagine, right? Now everyone is going through AI. So clients expect those things to be happening. You have to make those changes happen to survive in the industry. So of course, we are doing all our best to maybe challenge that AI and maybe help our all clients to cater that need of that what AI demands.
So you were saying you're building an AI tool, is that right? What will this tool kind of do? Because I know Unmiss also just developed an AI tool that helps with, you know, more for like content generation and helping people write. But what kind of tool are you working on?
Obviously, we are still working it, but the gist of that tool would be that since we are into the link building agency, so that tool would. AI tool, what it would be doing, we need to input few of the things. That AI tool would gather every information that which block is the most important block for your keyword. Mm-hmm. It would do the all kind of edits that would be required to fit in your keyword. It would again search like your competitors' keywords or maybe the links that they have taken in. Then, of course, that tool would be suggesting the same. Plus, we have added some extra features on it that once you're working on that tool, there would be some background music related to AI that you would be listening to it and working on it. We have integrated Spotify. We have integrated a lot more other tools. So a lot of things are still under process, but this is just a background of it, what we are trying to achieve.
That's awesome. Do you have like an anticipated launch date for it?
So we are expecting on September, this September.
Oh, okay. Exciting. Yeah, that's going to come up sooner than you know.
Finger crossed.
Yeah. So what's next for you in Digital Gratified? I know you said, obviously, you're working on this AI tool, which sounds really exciting. Are there any other exciting projects that you're working on or looking forward to?
Oh, yes. Yes. So first, most important thing is that we are doing our own SEO event in India this time. And this is our first SaaS SEO event where we are calling all SaaS founders, SEO executive VPs to come onto the same floor, have networking, do kind of dance moves. We are calling international and national speakers both to our events. So this is happening on 13th of September in Jaipur in India. And we are very much focused because we wanted to do something for the community, and we are trying to do a lot more like a buzz around the corner that Digital Gratified is something where you can rely on. So this is which is really very happening in addition to the tool that we are developing. And the other thing which we have on our cards is to a lot more travel for the events that are happening across the world. So one is happening in US, other in UK. So that's what we are trying to do as well in the coming days.
That's exciting. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff coming up in September for you guys.
Oh, yeah. So September is all busy. Let's see how it goes. There's a bit of nervous as well. But yeah, that's how it goes in the agency.
No, it's going to be great. Well, this has been honestly such a great and transparent and motivating conversation. Where can our listeners go to connect with you or learn more about your agency and the work you're doing?
So they can always reach out to my LinkedIn. So they can always search for Saket Agrawal. And so I think I would be on the topmost in their search. The CEO of Digital Gratified would be there. They can always reach out to my email address, saket@digitalgratified.com. And I'm really very responsive on both of these platforms. So yeah, I would be there to help you out in every way I can.
And if they want to register for your event, where would they go? The one that's happening in September?
Oh, yes. So they can always reach out to me. But we have already launched our URL or the website for it, events.digitalgratified.com. It's events.digitalgratified.com. They can go ahead and register themselves. We will be excited to see them.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for being here today. And to our listeners, if you found this episode helpful, make sure to subscribe to the Unmiss podcast and leave us a review. And if you're looking to grow your online presence with smarter SEO, don't forget to check out Unmiss's free website audit tool. It's your first step towards stronger search visibility and better results. This has been the Unmiss podcast, and we will see you all next time. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.